Over the next few years, the city of Chicago plans to install an advanced video surveillance system. There are already about 2,000 video cameras around the city, and the plan calls for adding 250 more. With so many cameras, there isn't enough staff to watch all the monitors. So the images the cameras capture will be analyzed by sophisticated computer programs, which are designed to alert police dispatchers if people act suspiciously. Well, commentator Aaron Freeman is looking forward to it.
I am really excited about Chicago's new smart cameras. For years, ghetto neighborhoods, like the one I used to live in on the west side, have had these way visible police cameras. They're big blue and white boxes with flashing Mars lights, and they're stuck on light poles and look like R2-D2's disabled little brother. But now, the city has developed a new computer system to go with the cameras. The new system is designed to alert the cops if anybody in the camera's sight wanders aimlessly around or just kind of hangs out in front of a building or drops a package and doesn't pick it up. In other words, the system flashes red if folks act like human beings. But I am really excited about the smart cameras because I know that means we civilians will get cool, new, brilliant technology to thwart the smart cameras. It's the never-ending arms race between the cops and the folks. The cops got police radios, the folks got police radio scanners. The cops got radar guns, the folks got radar detectors. It's like Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I'm sure that right now, in camera-ridden neighborhoods throughout Chicago, 12-year-old ghetto wizards are developing a kaleidoscope of tricks to confound the new system. Maybe they'll develop a special light that blinds any camera within a few hundred yards. Or maybe one of them will build an invisibility suit. Whatever best camera-beating technology emerges, within a year, the commercial version of it will be sold on infomercials by Ron Popeil. So I am really grateful to the Chicago Police for pushing consumer technology to the next level. I would like to thank Mayor Daley personally. Someday, somebody will invent a technology to let me speak directly into the mayor's brain. Who knows? Maybe that technology already exists. I better check with Ron Popeil.
Aaron Freeman now lives in Chicago's Bucktown neighborhood. His latest CD is called 312 Forever.